Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number three of the program here. And we're taking some calls from people who are out voting. And I guess there has been some issues with some of the voting machines not working. And Ward 1, one of the precincts, not having Republican ballots when it opened. And we're waiting to hear back from the election office on what that might be all about. I did send an email to the election commissioner, Manny DiBrito. We'll see if we can get some response for you on that. I know Leo Chiquette said he's going to head down to the polls and see if he can find out what's going on. He'll keep us updated. Chris McCarthy's working to see what he can find out. So, but of course, the easiest way is to hear from you at 508-996-0500, or you can send me app chat messages on the WBSM app, or you can go to our Facebook page and comment on the post there asking that same question. But let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, I'm not a Brockton New Bedford voter. I actually have a house in Brockton, but I just heard on another radio station that at one precinct in your city, they don't have any Republican ballots. I can see this where this is going to go again with this up and coming election on the primary as well as the general election. And, you know, Democrats have to stop this stuff of cheating. And I'm speculating, but you know something? Their attitude is the end justifies the means. I'm a union member. I've always voted for Democrats. But you know something? I don't care what the IBEW tells me who to vote for anymore. All right? I care about my country. Organized labor is not a religion for me. It's a profession. And if they're going to pull this kind of nonsense of keeping ballots and say, well, you know, we just made a mistake. And I'll tell you something. I own a house in Brockton. In 2020, three people that used to live in my house who no longer live there, the last time they lived there was 2012 when they voted, I got three absentee ballot requests from Secretary of State Bill Galvin that all it takes is just a simple signature and a date to get a ballot to vote in. And when I hear progressives tell me that 2020 was the most fair and honest and secure election in the nation's history, that's absolute bunk. They changed the system in the courts, not through state legislatures. And I have a friend who lives in Pennsylvania that says, yes, they send out absentee ballot requests. However, if you go in person to vote, you have to bring that absentee ballot to prove who you are. And it eliminates a lot of the fraud that can possibly go on. And imagine an apartment building like on St. Alphonsus Street in Boston, a 20-some-odd-story tower where people come and go. Our Secretary of State decided, you know what, we're going to go back 10 years of voting roll records, whether they're active or inactive, and we're going to send out absentee ballot requests. You tell me how this system is secure.
Well, I do have a couple questions for you. So you said that you're not from New Bedford?
No, I heard it on another radio station in Boston. I'm listening online.
So go
ahead.
I normally wouldn't ask this question, but I will ask you if you could just identify the station, because I just want to see who else is picking up on the story.
WRKO, AM 680.
Okay, and was it from a caller calling in to share that?
Yes, from New Bedford, that went at 7:05 at a certain precinct to vote, and they had no Republican ballots.
Okay, I just want to get that, just because, you know, this is obviously growing into a bigger story, so I'm just trying to keep track of it, that's all.
Yep.
And so I will say this, just, I don't know if this will calm your fears a little bit, but I wouldn't say that there's necessarily some sort of, foul play at hand here. This is, we've had issues with all of the elections in New Bedford for the past few years with mistakes like this, with machines not working, with, ballots not being available. Last election, it was, signs were put out saying vote here today, the day before, which confused some people. So I think it's more of a problem with some mismanagement of the way that this is being run than it is necessarily anything nefarious. Just to calm you down a little bit.
I hope so, because, I keep getting told by progressives that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. Well, if you believe in democracy, then why did you try and take him off the ballot in Colorado, Maine, and some other state? And they always use the term he's an insurrectionist. You do know that there were Confederates that took up arms that later got elected to federal office. Two of them were the United States senators, and one was a congressman. They actually took up arms against the United States government, and they were allowed to get elected to federal positions.
Well, yeah, I don't think the 14th Amendment had to be a blanket statement for anybody. I mean, I think you could look at it in a case-by-case basis. You know, not everybody that fought for, the Germans in World War II were avowed Nazis either. So, I mean, you look at it on a case-by-case basis for sure, and that's what they asked, that's what the Supreme Court's going to have to do in this case.
Well, they settled it yesterday, 9-0. And I'm hearing now on progressive radio that they need to disband the Supreme Court. What? These are the same people that say we have to preserve democracy. We live in a constitutional republic, and these people aren't getting their own ways. Now they want to change the Constitution.
What we heard yesterday was the Supreme Court saying that the states individually can't remove a federal candidate. So now I'm hearing a groundswell of people saying, well, let's try to apply this federally now. So I don't think that this is necessarily going to go away anytime soon, but hopefully it's settled. Because I agree with you. I mean, you shouldn't be taking somebody off the ballot. That's, people can vote for them or not vote for them, but they should have the opportunity to be on the ballot. I got to hold you there because I got some other calls, but thank you for the information.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yep.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just want to say that it seems nefarious to me because Ward 1 is heavily conservative.
Well, I was thinking
and
that. I was
again, it's Ward 1 that's having the problem.
I was thinking if there was any ward where, Republican ballots would matter, it would be that one.
That's right. That's right. So the way to solve this is to have everybody have an ID and present your ID. That's the right way. That's the way it should be. One day voting, ID, no more problems.
Well, I don't think either of those helps you out if the ballot isn't there when you go for it.
Well, no, not that. But I'm just saying that, let's face it, that is a heavily conservative neighborhood. And it's the second time in a row that there's a problem. That's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Let people think on it. Thank you.
Take care. And 508-996-0500. We're going to keep taking the calls. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. So I was just calling in. I just went to go vote in Ward 1. And the street is blocked off. I don't know if any of the callers have called in about that before.
No, so the street is blocked off at which precinct?
Care 1 is the voting place, and it's on the Phillips, I believe it's Phillips Road. It's the intersection of Trukey's and Walgreens. You have to go through the Walgreens parking lot to actually get to the street.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no detour signs. There are small signs saying crosswalk closed, cross here. But actually no detour signs, no signs saying that the voting place is still open. So for anyone trying to access the street not knowing, they would just keep going.
Okay, but that's that is for some road work that's going on, or what exactly?
Yes,
is it? Okay.
Yes, there's road work, heavy construction going on, and it's completely blocked off.
All right. Well, we will make sure that people are aware that they can still go there and vote.
Yes, the polling place is still open. It doesn't look like a lot of people are going, but because you have to go through the Walgreens parking lot to attain it. But I do want the callers to know that you can still go vote because the polling place is still open.
And they had all the ballots there, as far as you could tell.
As far as I could tell, yes.
And the machine worked.
Colored ballots. The machine did work.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. All right. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And so this is, you know, made it to now Boston Talk Radio is discussing it. I'm going to make the assumption that it was the same caller. And Paul, you can let me know. Send me an app chat message. Let me know if it was you that called into WRKO as well. But that's some attention right there for an issue that, as I was saying to the previous caller there, I don't think there's anything nefarious with this. I know that the woman that called after disagreed. And I was thinking that as I'm saying the words to that gentleman that was on the air who, was calling about this feeling that there's an attempt to silence conservative votes, as I'm saying out loud, saying, well, that's not the case because I don't think you're aware that we've had some other issues with elections here in New Bedford. And my mind just says to me, but Ward 1 is probably where those votes matter the most. And I was like, but I'm still trying to, explain it. It doesn't matter. Either way, those ballots should have been there. Either way, the first person that walked in that door at 7 a.m., and I don't care about, what time they have poll workers show up for work because of how much they can pay them or when they're available or all. None of that matters in this conversation. The bottom line is if polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., those ballots need to be there at 7 a.m. and ready for anybody that may want them. And that goes not, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, anything. It should all be there. Nobody should be told ever when they show up at a polling place, you need to come back later. Not having that ballot available when somebody shows up to vote, does that fit the definition of disenfranchisement? Even if I was showing up and wanted to take a Democrat ballot or a Libertarian ballot, the fact that the Republican ballot wasn't there for me to have that choice as an unenrolled person, I don't know. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello. I was just listening to your talk about the ballots. It wasn't the first caller that called you, my friend Paul. It was I that called Boston.
Okay.
To inform, because that's the radio station I listen to quite a bit, because I do drive tractor trailer, so when I do it, can't get you on the radio,
hey,
I do go on the app in the afternoon.
No judgment here.
I'm sorry?
No judgment here. I was
just curious of, like, I don't know where you were leaning to tell the other caller that there's nothing nefarious going on. How do you know that?
What I said was I don't think there's anything nefarious because I don't know if you're familiar with the New Bedford election history, but we've had problems every election.
Yeah.
I was just trying to kind of give them that background of it.
No, I do. And the thing is that I can understand maybe the machines, okay, but to brag, not you, but the city of New Bedford, I believe you said the mayor, because I don't get to listen all the time because, like I said, I'm on the road, but for the mayor to brag about some new elections machine system, blah, 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 is hogwash. I don't want to even hear about it. Why can't we just go back to one day voting in person with your ID? But no, the Democrats, they want to be devious and conniving to try. They can't win on merit in their policies because their policies stink. So when my friend goes there, I won't mention his name. I know he calls, but when you go to a polling station, when you go to cast your vote, and you don't have the Republican ballot, I don't care if it was the opposite way, it could have been the Democrat ballot. If you don't have that, three simple things that have ballots available right then and there, as soon as you open the doors, then you know what? I believe there's some shenanigans going on. And even if there isn't, you can understand the skepticism with people that are so pissed off, and people just joke about it. The we can't win here. Well, because you sit on your hands, just like in November, not you, but other people. And what was the percentage of people that came out and vote in November or October, whenever we voted? Okay, what was it like?
13%, I think. Or
okay, so I mean, so let's get at least, can we at least get like triple that, 33-40%, like, and I don't want to hear people complain like, oh, nothing changed, all my taxes are going up. But well, get out and vote. Okay, these Democrats that run this city are a joke. And let's get term limits. Get these jokers out. I'm sick of living here. I'm already planning on moving to Florida. And not because Florida is a booming state. I've been thinking about it for a long time. And this just makes it harder for people to live here because their taxes will still go up. And it just pisses me off. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you're right. Even if there is nothing nefarious going on, any mistake gives people that ammunition. But I just wanted to clarify. So that machine that I was talking about is what will help count the votes at the end, which as somebody in the media waiting for the results, I can tell you it takes longer than it should to get those results. So having a new machine that helps tally everything at the end. So even if it was just one day voting, you know, that's what this machine is for, is to help count those ballots. So that's what that was all about.
Before the machines, then we have hand counting, like, you know, a candidate A, one vote. Candidate B, one vote. When are the machines, these big things about machines coming into play?
I think it's been for quite a while.
What's quite a while? 20 years? That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about back in the 60s. Did we have machines back then counting them?
I don't know when they came into play, but I'm pretty sure they've been around for quite a bit.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, you can understand my skepticism about people getting like, oh, I'm not going to vote. My vote don't matter. And that has a rippling effect through everywhere we are in this state. And just people sitting on their hands, especially in this city, they just vote old school Democrat. Well, those old school Democrats are dead and buried. That's not what's going on. These are Marxists, communist, socialist people that want to take over, and that's it. One party rule. That's what they want. I don't want to hear people whining in the grocery store or at the gas station. Get out and vote. That's all I have to say.
All right. You have a good day. And
thank you.
I'll say this much. So before all the, you know, conspiracy theories come in about, you know, this is trying to hold down the conservative vote, I will just ask this question. Why? Why would Manny DiBrito and the election staff need to silence the conservative vote in New Bedford? Donald Trump's not going to win New Bedford. Donald Trump's not going to win Massachusetts. Who, you know, even if Ward 1 didn't get Republican ballots all day, whoever the candidates are running for Republican State Committee would still win. So there's nothing to be gained from trying to pull something and everything to be lost in terms of integrity. So no, I don't think there's anything going on beyond that. So I do have to take a quick break. Callers, hang on. We will get to you, I promise, but I've got to take this break before I run out of time before the news.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nikki Haley still hanging on as voters head to the polls for Super Tuesday, a deadly plane crash in Tennessee, and Sinead O'Connor's estate has beef with Donald Trump.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far has won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. She held a rally yesterday in Texas calling on supporters to get out and vote today.
You got a job to do. I need you to vote, and I need you to take 10 people with you.
The Republican presidential candidate, who served as former President Trump's U.N. ambassador, has said she's in the race at least through today's Super Tuesday primaries, but her path forward after that remains unclear. Polls open through 8 p.m. in Massachusetts. Police in Nashville, Tennessee, report at least five people are dead after a single-engine plane crashed Monday night along an interstate highway. Officials say the pilot reported engine problems and requested an emergency landing at John Toon Airport. Fire officials say the crash was catastrophic and there were no survivors. Jury selection begins today in the trial of the father of a school shooter charged with involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. James Crumbly is facing four charges in the deaths of students at the hands of his son Ethan at Oxford High School in November of 2021. The shooter's mother, Jennifer, was already convicted last month on the same charges her husband faces. Police say they busted a 10-year-old boy for the dangerous stunt known as subway surfing this weekend. Andrew Whitman reports.
Officials told the Daily News the preteen was the youngest person in recent memory to be caught performing the often deadly practice of riding on top of subway cars. Cops say the kid was on the roof of an A train on elevated tracks at the Beach 60th Street station in the Rockaways around 6:30 p.m. Sunday. The boy was detained before he was released to his mother's custody. The city and the MTA have launched programs to try and cut down on subway surfing, a trend that's gained steam on social media. Andrew Whitman, NBC News Radio, New York.
The estate of Sinead O'Connor and her label Chrysalis Records slamming Donald Trump for using one of her songs during recent campaign rallies. The former president used the singer's 1990 hit Nothing Compares to You during rallies in North Carolina and Maryland. In a joint statement Monday, O'Connor's estate and label said the singer would have been disgusted, hurt, and insulted to have her work used by someone she once referred to as, quote, the biblical devil.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1 on Monday. Today they host the Edmonton Oilers at TD Garden, game at 7:30. The Boston Celtics play the Cleveland Cavaliers away tonight, also at 7:30. And the Red Sox play the Tampa Bay Rays at spring training this afternoon at 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Gray skies out there, drizzle, patchy fog, visibility down to between a mile and 2 miles at times, the temperature around 40. As we head into the afternoon, that drizzle will be changing over to rain, 50, that wind out of the east overnight. Tonight, it will remain gray rain, and the rain should taper off after midnight, mid-40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM. Hello. All right, let's go to this one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I got a Democratic ballot, and I wrote in Donald Trump, but there's not enough space. We write in.
So did you try to get a Republican ballot, and they didn't have one?
No. I put his name on a Democratic, a write-in.
Okay, are you a registered Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. So I get it. So because you had to take a Democratic ballot, you wrote him in on that one.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And no problems with the machine or anything, or with the ballot or anything? Everything was okay?
I sent it in.
Oh, okay. You did it mail-in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the information.
But they don't have, they don't give you enough room to put the names in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get, just because it's a primary, so you'll get the chance to vote for Donald Trump in November, I'm sure.
I hope so.
I'm 99.9% positive he'll be the Republican challenger. So,
well, I'll call the Democrats right in his name too.
All right, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, bye.
Have a good day. All right, let's go. We have two lines open: 508-996-0500. Well, one line now. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You just had a trucker call in that talked about how low the voting was in the city. Mm-hmm. And I think you were trying to debunk the idea with him that that there was some conspiracy. But you followed up with saying that, you know, you shouldn't worry, even if it was Manny DiBrito and the screw-ups, you shouldn't worry anyway, because basically Trump's not going to win the state or the city and the state Republican, or excuse me, the state members are not going to change. I mean, that's a real statement of disenfranchisement. How many people are going to stay home now because you said that?
Oh, don't give me that. Nobody's going to stay home if they wanted to vote because I said that. Nobody's taking the word of a talk radio host and deciding whether or not they want to vote based on that.
Well, I think
that's a big,
you know,
reach.
With trying to promote people to get out and vote in the city that votes at a very low level, I think that making statements like your vote's not going to count
I want you to do me a favor. When Barry Richards says the same thing this afternoon, I want you to call in and accuse him of disenfranchisement.
You never said don't go out and vote.
I never said don't go out and vote.
No, you said that your vote's not going to, it's not going to matter because
wouldn't matter. I said a conspiracy to hold down Republican votes wouldn't matter is what I said.
All right. Well, listen, Tim, you have a good day.
You too. I mean, there's a podcast. You can go back and listen to it. I would never tell anybody not to go out and vote. And all I've done all morning long is encourage people to go out and vote. What I said is there's no need to have a conspiracy because Donald Trump is not going to win Massachusetts. But Donald Trump is going to be the person that's on the ballot in November against Joe Biden, barring any kind of legal situation that might happen before then. And I'm only saying that to leave that possibility out there. I'm not saying that I think it's going to happen. I'm just leaving that possibility out there. But I am a talk show host who gives opinions. I am allowed to say what I think is going to happen as a result of the election. And if you as a person listens to what I say and takes that into account as to whether or not you are going to go out and vote, I will ask you please not to do that. That's not the smartest thing in the world to do. Don't let your opinion be influenced by what I say. I am here to hear your opinions and to give mine. I'm not here to change your mind about anything. I'm here to give you information and maybe, you know, arm you better to make those opinions. But I'm not here to change your mind about anything. Except for chicken. Except for repeatedly telling you that crispy, crunchy chicken is the best fried chicken in New Bedford. I will not back down from that. Nor will I back down that the best breakfast that you can get on the South Coast is at Just Another Phoenix on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Not only can you get all of your breakfast favorites there, you can get creative specials every day too, especially on the weekends too, but they have a lot of those specials throughout the week as well. You can stop in and sit down and have a breakfast if you're out there voting today, as everybody should get out there and do no matter who they're voting for. If you're getting out there to vote, you can stop by and have yourself a delicious breakfast. Or if you are on your way to the polls and you want to grab something on your way, you can get their full menu through their drive-thru window. And if you are going to go in and sit down and spend some time, especially I know a lot of you seniors like to get up and vote early, right? On Tuesdays, seniors get free coffee with their meal at Just Another Phoenix Restaurant. So another reason to go there and check it out. Just Another Phoenix Restaurant, located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Stop by and have yourself something delicious. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let me just check the times here to see who's been on hold the longest, and that would be you. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Just a quick question, because I was listening to you like around 6:30 this morning, and I know you mentioned something, but I'm not sure if I heard right or I kind of got lost, me, myself, in the of what I had heard. As far as like you go to the polls to vote, did you mention something about when you finish voting, that you need to tell them to put you back to whatever your designated party.
No, not necessarily. So as an unenrolled voter, every time that I've gone and voted in a primary and I've taken whatever ballot was that I was going to vote in that time, I would have to tell them at the end to remain unenrolled. Okay. Or I think there was something that you checked off to remain unenrolled. Because
I voted this morning and I know in the years past, something like that would happen. But I was, so this morning when I voted, because I'm an independent voter and I asked for whatever ballot, but then, you know, when I was done, I went back to the table where the volunteers were working. And I said, you know, I did mention that about whatever, you know, do I have to let you know to put, and they were like, no, like their comment was, no, you don't, that they don't do anything. Like if you want to change your party status, you have to go to City Hall. So, I guess, I don't know. I was kind of taken back because, so I guess like, so, does it matter?
Yeah, maybe,
you know,
it's
as
changed.
An independent voter, yeah, you know, they see you're an independent voter, but if you have, whether you ask for the Democrat or Republican ballot, once you're done, you don't have to do anything. So you just put your ballot in the machine and leave.
Maybe, I mean, maybe it was a town thing for me voting in Wareham. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's how they ran the rolls. I don't know. But I know, I know I would have to like remind, you know, I'd have to say, and I'm remaining unenrolled, right? Because otherwise they were going to sign me up for whatever, whatever one I took.
Right. Well, I do know many, many years ago, I do remember doing something like that. I'm not sure, can't remember. It was probably for the presidential you know, voting, but I, you know, today when I asked, they told me no. They told me, you know, that they don't go back and change anything. Whatever you're listed as is how you stay, regardless of whatever ballot you ask for. So anyway, yeah, so I was just a little confused about that. So I, you know, because I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm like, I hope they're not going to do something now. And now, you know, I think I'm an independent voter and they went and did something. So, yeah, I was just a little confused about that conversation this morning. But anyway, you have a good day, okay?
You as well. Take care. Callers, we will get to you. And she's probably confused because I'm probably just outdated with my information. Let me just read a couple of app chat messages really quick and then we'll get back into these calls. Not Bad in Oak Bluff says, good morning, Tim. I understand the Republicans' frustration regarding the missing ballots at the New Bedford voting precinct. However, I am tired of hearing that somehow this is the fault of the progressives. I wish to remind folks that the abolitionists were once considered progressives too, and we all know what side of history they now land on. Dan in New Bedford says, that caller is 100% right once again. You open your mouth and said it doesn't matter because Donald Trump wouldn't get Massachusetts vote anyway. You just can't help yourself. What part of it don't you understand, Dan? What part of Donald Trump is not going to win Massachusetts don't you understand? It's not me trying to say that he shouldn't win Massachusetts. It's not me trying to say he's not going to win, don't go out there and vote. What I'm saying is the reality of the situation is he is not going to win Massachusetts. That's what I said. And whatever magical power you think I have to influence votes, you obviously haven't been listening to me because I was the guy in 2016 that was on Saturday morning saying Donald Trump has no chance of winning this election. And what happened? He won. So obviously my magical powers to influence elections don't work nearly as well as you think that they do. I wasn't on the air during the 2020 election. So, but you know, not as a host. So whatever influence you think that I have when I'm just pointing out the actual reality facts. If I sat here and said, hey, listen, there's no way Nikki Haley is going to win Massachusetts, not one of you would have an issue with that. Not one of you would call in. You'd say, you'd nod your head and say, you're absolutely right, Tim. There's no way Nikki Haley is going to win Massachusetts. Because not only is Massachusetts overwhelmingly blue, but she doesn't have a chance against Donald Trump. And so my basis of saying Donald Trump is not going to win Massachusetts is on the fact that it is overwhelmingly blue. But you're all so rabidly over the top ridiculous about anything to do with Donald Trump that the minute somebody says something that you can slightly perceive as something against him, you've got to jump all over my case. Calm down. Don't be so upset. Don't be hurt. Your golden knight in shining armor, your hero, he's still going to be on the ballot in November. And you know what? He's going to lose Massachusetts in November too. Maybe not. Let's wait and see how things shake out. I think that there's enough shakiness in the way that people feel about Joe Biden that maybe this could be an outlier. But that's what I'm basing this on history. And I guarantee you that if Barry Richard comes on this afternoon and says, hey, we all know Donald Trump's not going to win Massachusetts today. Not one of you is going to call in and claim that he is affecting the vote, that he is disenfranchising people, that he's telling people to stay home. You're all just ridiculous. It's okay to criticize the system. Do I think that it's terrible that you're a Republican candidate and you can't get anywhere in Massachusetts? I do. I think that Republicans should feel like they have a chance, and I think that people should run based on that. And I think that that's how you get better elections. I agree with everything Chris was saying yesterday about the need to have more candidates. I agree with everything Howie's been saying about the need to have more candidates. But the problem is, the minute Donald Trump's inserted into that equation, Tim's just a leftist trying to keep people from going out and voting. Don't be stupid. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be silly. If you did change the way that you were going to vote or that you didn't go out and vote because of something that I said, please change your mind. Please change. I do not deserve that much credit. 508-996-0500. I do have to take a break. Callers, hang on. We will get to you. We'll be right back. But once again, I have to thank the voice of reason in my life, the guy who always gets me on the right path and has for years, Taylor Cormier, who has helped clear something up here. I think I understand now what's going on here. I think I understand why people are jumping down my throat. I think there's some confusion about what I meant when I said, and it's my fault. I didn't say it clearly. I didn't say it correctly. When I said Donald Trump's not going to win Massachusetts, oh no, he is absolutely 1,000% going to win Massachusetts today. He is absolutely going to destroy Nikki Haley. I would say at least double the votes that she gets, if not triple or more. So that's not even a question. I'm sorry that I was being unclear about that. What I meant to say is he's not going to win Massachusetts, or he's not going to beat Joe Biden in Massachusetts, is what I was saying. So I'm sorry that might have led to some confusion and some misunderstanding there. I still was not trying to tell people not to go to vote. So I'm going to vehemently defend myself against that. But I see now where there might have been some confusion, and I apologize for that. So, yeah, no, Donald Trump's totally going to win Massachusetts today. There's no way that Nikki Haley's beating him in Massachusetts. But I don't think he's going to win Massachusetts in November, nor whoever the Republican candidate is. Again, maybe if something happens, I got to leave that caveat out there. Maybe if something happens, because, I mean, Joe Biden's old and Donald Trump's old and Donald Trump has criminal things against him and Joe Biden, who knows what, there's always that possibility. But that was what I was trying to say. I was talking about overall, not today. So hopefully that clears things up. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, it's you.
Hi. Yes. So I just came from Ward 1. I'm a voter over there, and I just have some new information. I don't know if you guys are sure of yet. So the machine's not working inside there as well, just so you guys know. I'm not sure if you got that information yet.
Was that 1D or a different one?
This is one. I'm not sure if it was 1D. It's in New Bedford, I believe it's Ward 1 in the Vibra Hospital. I think that's...
Okay, yeah. 1D. Yeah, we got a call about that around 7:30, so that's still not working?
Right. No, the machine's still down. So I went with my father because this morning he had told me that the ballots weren't in yet for the Republicans. So I called the city hall around 9:50, and I guess I was the first caller to call in there because the woman who answered the phone was not aware of the issue. But, you know, I kindly told her, you know that you guys are on the radio right now about this. And so she called me back within 5 minutes and said that the ballots had gotten there. But when we got there, the machines were still not working. So we just had to put them in like a slot in the machine, like that was wide open. And I don't know, you know, what, if that's going to be safe or what, but I just wanted to let you guys know. I wasn't sure if you had that information.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. And we did get an app chat message here, too, about somebody else also pointing out the road detour that's set up outside Care One. Closed with a detour that takes drivers through the congested Walgreens parking lot. It seems that the city authorities should have had a better plan for today. And listen, it's not like, you know, most construction is not a surprise. This might be something that, you know, it popped up. I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but they put out a construction report every week of what's coming up. So if they did know, you know, there could at least have been signage. They could have dropped off those vote today signs yesterday, right? No, that happened last night. Okay, all right. I got to take my final break. We'll be right back. All right, a couple things as we wrap up here and give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. Leo Chiquette says he is over at 1D, and he's going to stay there until they get a working, functioning voting machine there to start putting the ballots in. So he is on top of that. JJ in Fairhaven says she was just on her way to vote for Nikki Haley, but now I told her a vote doesn't count, so she's not going to do it. She's kidding, of course. And then Chucky in New Bedford says, by injecting...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.